This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Russia locked horns over Ukraine and other security issues Monday with no sign of progress from either side and highly anticipated strategic talks. Low expectations from both Washington and Moscow about the high-stakes session in Geneva appear to have been met as senior diplomats from two countries emerged without offering any hints of success. Neither side characterized the meeting as a complete failure, but neither did they offer any prospect of easing the increasingly worrisome standoff over Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine that the West sees as a fundamental threat to the European security. Nor was there any indication of movement on other, perhaps less explosive matters that have vexed the U.S.-Russia relationship. Moscow insists on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military's alliance deployments in Eastern Europe, while Washington firmly rejects the demands as a non-starter. South Korea and Japan both say that North Korea has fired what appears to be a ballistic missile into its eastern sea. The launch comes as North Korea continues to demonstrate its military might during a self-imposed pandemic lockdown and deadlocked nuclear talks with the United States. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says North Korea likely fired a single ballistic missile from an inland area to its eastern sea. It did not immediately say how the weapon flew. Japan's Prime Minister's Office and Defense Ministry say the North swept Korean weapon was possibly a ballistic missile, but did not immediately provide more details. There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Investigators are trying to determine why safety doors failed to close in a New York City high-rise when a deadly fire broke out. The failures allowed thick smoke to billow through the tower and kill 17 people, including 8 children. The city's deadliest blaze in more than 3 decades. Fire officials determined that an electric space heater started the fire Sunday in the 19-story building in the Bronx. The flames damaged only a small part of the building, but smoke poured through the apartment's open door and turned stairwells into death traps. Stairs were the only method of escape in a building too tall for fire escapes. Starting Sunday, private health insurers will be required to cover up 8 home COVID tests per month for people on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change on Monday as it looks to lower cost and make testing for the virus more convenient amid rising frustrations. Under the new policy, first detailed to the AP, Americans will be able to either purchase home testing kits for free under their insurance or then submit receipts for the test and get reimbursement up to the monthly per person limit. Family of 4, for instance, could be reimbursed up to 32 tests per month. PCR tests and rapid tests ordered or administered by a health provider will continue to be fully covered by insurance with no limit. President Joe Biden faced criticism over the holiday season for a shortage of at-home rapid tests as Americans traveled to see family amid the surge in cases from the more transmissible Omicron variant. Health authorities around the U.S. are increasingly taking the extraordinary step of allowing nurses and other workers infected with the coronavirus to stay on the job if they have mild symptoms or none at all. The move is a reaction to the severe hospital staffing shortages and crushing caseload for the Omicron variant. California health authorities say hospital staff members who test positive but are symptom-free can continue working. Some hospitals in Rhode Island and Arizona states likewise told employees they can stay on the job if they have no symptoms or just mild ones. Mexico's president announced Monday that he has come down with COVID-19 a second time as coronavirus infections spike in Mexico and virus tests become scarce. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador wrote on Twitter that he tested positive after he sounded hoarse during a news briefing earlier in the day. He contracted COVID-19 and recovered from its the first time in early 2021. He said on Twitter that his symptoms were light and that he would remain in isolation until he had recovered. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.